Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me what's ailing me?
Doctor,
you said, yeah, yeah.
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we're going to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I got a great show. We're going to be talking about some male dysfunction called erectile dysfunction. We've talked about this before, but we got some new information that's going to be very beneficial in helping you protect yourself. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking about, for the women, this link between menopause and heart disease, and we'll see how much we can fit in, because we got a lot to talk about in both topics, but we'll do our best. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting them up in prayer, and all this nation, all the Christians all over the world, and I hope you are too, you know, seek the Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short. So, you know, I'm in the book of Job, and you know what I discovered? I discovered Job was really cool. I mean, he was a stand-up guy, a righteous guy, and he was a doer. And he was pretty much very important in his community. Let's read Job 29 and verses 12 through 17, where he says, "Because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him," you know, nobody was standing in the gap. Job did it. You know, when nobody was going to help somebody out, he was the guy. He was the one you call. He said that the blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. So Job helped the widow. He helped the poor. He says, "I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My judgment was a robe and a diadem. I was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. I was father to the poor, and the cause of which I knew not, I searched out." So if there was something amiss, he was going to get to the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. And he says, and I broke the jaws of the wicked, and I plucked the spoil out of their teeth. Job was amazing. He wasn't going to let any wickedness happen in his community. I mean, he was the guy who was going to, you know, give you what for. So Job is pretty awesome. Can't wait to meet him. And mind the time, seek the Lord's face, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, it says U.S. Food and Drug Administration has just approved a new blood test to see if you got a concussion. It is called the BBTI blood test. It means a Bayen brain trauma indicator. Apparently, the blood test is more accurate than a CT scan, where 90% of CT scans can come back as negative on concussions. So what they do is the blood test checks for two protein, their biomarkers, that always appear apparently when a person has a head trauma injury. So it's said to be 97.5% effective. So that's going to be rolling out at a hospital near you. And let's see, last but not least in the Quack Report, women with ovarian cancer, some of the medical experts are recommending, hey, you may want to stay away from the screening for ovarian cancer. It may do more harm than good. About 14,000 women a year get diagnosed with ovarian cancer in the United States. It's the fifth leading cause of cancer death among women. Apparently, the ovarian cancer is diagnosed through blood tests. They look for this marker called CA125. However, it's not very accurate at solely identifying ovarian cancer in women because it has some other common conditions or crossover conditions that can actually raise that level. So you could have an elevated level due to something completely different. So a task force recommends that women may want to think twice about doing the blood tests or ultrasounds because they give a lot of false positives, which can lead women down the road to more testing and unnecessary surgery. So be mindful of that. Always investigate, do your homework before you do any of that stuff. If you missed my show on pap smears, you better go back to the archives and check it out and see what's up with that. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to hit the ground running because we got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to talk about erectile dysfunction. You know, because I get some calls, a lot of calls on this. Both men and women are asking what could be done about the problem. And this is the most common sexual dysfunction men have, ranging from mild to severe, and medical science expects men, especially the baby boomers, the older folks, to at some point in their lives have ED. So the line in the sand that medical science has drawn indicating a prevalence of erectile dysfunction is usually after the age of 50. So men nowadays are more willing to talk about it, and so there's more increased awareness on this dysfunction, and medical science is really searching for a lot of new ways to help with the problem. And it admits that recently men were either not treated for it or undertreated because nobody really wanted to talk about it. So now the erectile dysfunction drugs supposedly have revolutionized this whole problem of dysfunction. However, there are some new developments that have sparked an awakening into whether should I use these drugs first or should I find another means to resolve my dysfunction. So we're going to take a look at this. First, some quick statistics. The statistics on the problem, worse than most would imagine. They say 1 in 10 men globally has erectile dysfunction. This means 30 million men in the United States have it. So if a man is a diabetic, he has a 50% chance he'll have erectile dysfunction within 10 years of his diabetic diagnosis. If men smoke a pack of cigarettes a day, they increase their risk of experiencing erectile dysfunction by 50%. And according to medical science, the older men get, they're more likely, as they get older, they're going to have some sort of ED dysfunction. So men over the age of 40, they say roughly a 39% chance. Men over the age of 65, a 65% chance of experiencing ED. Well, there are kind of several levels to erectile dysfunction. If the dysfunction happens occasionally, maybe 2 or 3 times out of 10 attempts, they say it's considered mild. If the percentage creeps up to 4 to 6 out of 10 attempts, then your category is moderate. And of course, I've missed the break. I see that, Frank. And when I come back, more enlightening news. We'll be right back. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010. Or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
And we're talking about erectile dysfunction. Right before the break, we have those two categories so far of mild to moderate. And, of course, if you drop to three or fewer attempts of success, then it goes to severe. Well, some of the symptoms, because it isn't always a physical obstruction that causes erectile dysfunction. A majority of the men that have it have some anxiety or tension, self-esteem issues, lack of confidence, or relationship difficulties that are factoring in. And often men take a lot of drugs like cardiovascular meds, and this could be a problem as well as the source of the dysfunction. Now, here is a quote from 1997 Newsweek article, and it was talking about erectile dysfunction, and it said, with each new drug, with its attenuated publicity, it brings more men into the game, and some urologists expect the number of men seeking treatment to double in the coming years. So what this statement indicates is that within the medical community, they're very aware that drugs are contributing to the erectile dysfunction, and this big advertising campaign you see on TV for drugs increases the likelihood men will go ask their doctor about the drug, get on it, and then suffer the ED side effects. Now, let's look at some scientific causes. Now, the medical doctors have kind of a list of conditions which can lead to erectile dysfunction, like vascular disease, things like diabetes and hypertension or smoking, surgery, like if you have prostate cancer surgery or colon cancer surgery, if you have nerve damage to the spinal cord, or if you have multiple sclerosis or a stroke, it could lead to that. Endocrine imbalances, which also means your hormones are out of whack, low testosterone, of course, and then emotional disorders, which we mentioned, like depression, stress, anxiety, and also the drugs, the blood pressure meds, the sedatives, narcotics, antidepressants, all can play a part in this. And also, if you're big into alcohol and smoking, that factors in as well. So which drugs cause the most erectile dysfunction? Let's get a list here. Prescribed medications that treat a lot of disease, affect hormones, affect your nervous system, your circulatory system. So if you check your physician's desk reference, also known as a PDR, you can find them at most libraries and bookstores. They're going to list all the side effects, not just the top 10 your pharmacy prints out. So some of the big drug culprits for erectile dysfunction are diuretics, antihypertension medicines, antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs, epileptic medications, antihistamines, who knew, right? Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, Parkinson's disease meds, as well as anti-arrhythmia drugs, AFib drugs, histamine H2 receptor antagonists like Tagamet and Zantac, also muscle relaxants, as well as prostate cancer and chemotherapy drugs. So there's also a very broad list of medications that contain other ingredients that can cause erectile dysfunction. So look at your drugs, see if they contain acetaminophens, amphetamines, barbiturates, marijuana even, methadone, nicotine, opiates, cocaine. These all can have an effect. Well, let's look at some more medications. Medical doctors are actually treating ED with a lot of what we call PED5 inhibitors. You know them under the marketed name of Viagra, Levitra, and Cialis. Now, Viagra is the big seller. It's been advertised as having a success rate of about 70%, and it's made by Pfizer, and it's been around since about 1998. Now, Levitra is made by Bayer, GlaxoSmithKline, and Cialis is made by Eli Lilly, which, you know, have been on the market since around 2003, and they have similar effects to your Cialis, Viagra. They're all similar. So these drugs, what they do is they block a chemical in the penis itself that would make the erection subside, which, you know, can offer that side effect of a 4-hour erection, you see. So these drugs really don't mix well with some specific medicines, especially meds that contain nitrate or nitroglycerin. So some of the common side effects that you hear about this drug are basically headaches, facial blushing, a little nasal congestion, indigestion, visual disturbances, back pain, and even muscle aches. So, hey, guys look at that and they go, I can handle that, right? Well, what you can't handle is a new study that's kind of getting out there. Well, it's not really new, but it's kind of been suppressed a bit. It was a study done in 2014 on men using erectile dysfunction medications, you know, like Cialis. And it stated that patients could be at a greater risk of developing cancer of the skin. So the results of the research were published in the 2014 Journal of the American Medical Association, or JAMA. And a similar study, though, was done by Harvard. They did a study between 1986 and 2000, and they found that men who used the ED drugs had a 43% increased risk of skin cancer compared to those who didn't use them. And scientists did not, you know, want to directly accuse the drug of causing cancer, but said that there was a possible link between the drug for ED and skin cancer. Now, apparently, there is also an 84% risk increase in getting the most dangerous form of skin cancer within 10 years of using the erectile dysfunction drugs. Now, if there were a supplement showing such a link, you know it would be banned immediately. So these are just really two studies done a decade apart. There's probably more that we just don't know about that are establishing this link. However, the medical establishment and the drug companies are saying, hey, the risk is non-existent or it's small. Well, if 14 men out of 1,000 get skin cancer from using the erectile dysfunction drug, when do we say the risk is too high? Why does it have to be like a 95% or greater risk to be declared a health risk? So if 1.5% were going to get skin cancer by taking the drug, patients basically are rolling the dice and taking a chance that intimacy won't literally kill them. All right, so this is a perfect example that medicine, what they do, they don't fully inform patients. They don't tell them all the facts up front. here's an example, allergy shots, literature in your doctor's office waiting room will vaguely suggest that allergy shots could cause a reaction, but they don't elaborate. So the average person may think a reaction, well, they may think of a rash, you know, allergic rash. But if you ask the physician directly, hey, what reaction are the shots, could they cause, you know, you're going to hear anaphylactic shock, pulmonary arrest, and cardiac arrest. Now, that's a serious reaction, isn't it? But, you know, if it's, that's why it's not explained in the literature, because that would scare patients away from getting the treatment. Well, let's look at some other study points. The study is also going to be pointing out some action here. The JAMA study I mentioned earlier points out that these ED drugs like Viagra and Cialis, what they do is they interfere with how cells communicate. So the cell-to-cell signal pathways are altered or blocked, and apparently this is also what happens when skin cancer metastasizes or spreads. So the question is, do ED drugs put patients at a higher risk of getting skin cancer? And since the research followed large groups of men using the drugs, and they got skin cancer compared to the group that didn't use the drugs, this kind of presents a causal link. And the skin is your body's largest organ, and if the cancer spreads out of control, death can occur. So patients at this point in time are going to have to decide if the findings are just a coincidence or are they a scary fact. So doctors are now telling patients, hey, use your sunscreen out there to protect you. Well, if you heard my show on sunscreen, you know the products don't protect you. They give you a greater risk because you stay in the sun longer. You increase your exposure. Now, doctors are also recommending to men, hey, if you're going to use the ED drugs, you know, get your skin checked on a frequent basis. Sort of like, you know, if you're using a drug that's going to kill your liver, you got to have those liver serum enzyme tests on your blood every 3 months. That, to me, is a big telltale sign that there is a risk. Now, I don't know if there are some other doctors that are being honest, more honest with their patients or not, but here, check out these statistics. 76,000 Americans are diagnosed with melanoma every year, and over 50% of them are men. That's like 13% or 10,000 are going to die from the skin cancer, and you have to wonder, you know, did it come from my ED medication? That's a lot of them they're wondering that. Now, if you're on our newsletter list, you would see this chart. It's on the cancer rates prior to the debut of the ED drugs in 1998. And on the chart, you would notice, hey, skin cancer was on the decline. Absolutely. So if you haven't signed up for the newsletters, do so. They are free. Go to thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and click on books and newsletters. You can sign up for free. There is no subscription, but you do have to have email. Yes, Frank, I know. We're going to take another break, and we'll be right back. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
Oh,
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Right now, our guest stars tonight.
Talk. Hey, Frank. I think Frank got mixed up with his buttons over there. I got to give Frank a little hell every once in a while. All right, right before the break, we were talking about this chart. This was the annual percentage change in the U.S. cancer death rates, and the source of this chart was from Wiley Library U.S. Cancer Report titled Cancer Incidence and Mortality 1973 to 1995. And what you find with regards to the melanoma skin cancer, it was on the decline by 0.4%. So then we had the ED drugs debut in 1998, and we get a reaction, don't we? So the makers of the ED drugs, guess what they did? They released a study in May 2017. You can find it on WebMD.com. And they say, hey, our drugs don't put men at risk of melanoma. And this was published in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. So I wonder how much that advertising cost them. So the ED drugs are not covered by insurance, and they cost about $50 a pill. So this means that men who are well-to-do are using the product. And guess what? They also have the luxury of time to spend more time in the sun. Now, the FDA has put the ED drugs like Cialis and Viagra and so forth on their watch list. They're just going to wait and see what happens here. Need I say more about the skin cancer risk and your erectile dysfunction medications? Well, let's get down to lawsuits, because the lawsuits are mounting against the manufacturers of these ED drugs. Eli Lilly makes Cialis and Pfizer makes Viagra. Now, lots of men are jumping on the lawsuit bandwagon, and they have been diagnosed, of course, with melanoma. So lawyers have uncovered another study that was published in the journal Cell that stated Cialis and Viagra drugs cause an increase in tumor growth and a deadly form of skin cancer. So there are well over 100 cases in the courts right now, and all the men are stating they were never made aware of the cancer risk while on this medication. And there's also, you see the TV ads now running, asking viewers if they have skin cancer after taking erectile dysfunction drugs, you know, contact the lawyers running the ad. There was also a recall report, and this is from Recall Report, October 2016. It said, drug makers Eli Lilly have a responsibility to communicate all risks to the consumers, and if they fail to do so in the case of melanoma, they will end up paying out big settlements, end of quote. Well, time's going to tell, but Pfizer alone made $1.93 billion selling Viagra in just 2008 alone. So what the drug companies are going to pay out in settlements will pale. It'd be a fraction of their profit on these drugs. Now, other commercial treatments from medical doctors, they have some other, non-drug options for you, but none of them are, in my opinion, if you go and you talk to your doctor, you're going to see surgical implants, suppositories, direct injections into the penile shaft, that kind of thing. Implants,
you know, the grain of rice implants. It's just, it goes on. There is another way. That's the point. A lot of people are willing to investigate natural options now. So if drugs are the major factor that are contributing to your erectile dysfunction, you may want to look at other options so you can get off those drugs, your cardiovascular drugs and all these other things. Lifestyle is usually the primary cause for doctor-prescribed drugs. So you want to look at, you know, healthier lifestyles and then get committed to them. So I can recommend a Mediterranean diet. Cultural studies done each and every year cite the Mediterranean lifestyle as being the healthiest on the planet. No cancer, diabetes, or heart disease from the folks over there. They get a lot of omega-3s, and they have lots of fruits and vegetables. So check that out. Herbal formulas also you can use to strengthen the cardio, help your body balance blood sugars, quit smoking, help your prostate out, your bowel function out, get rid of your anxiety and tension and stress, sinus infections, allergies, pain, hormone imbalances, and so forth. So there's lots you can do with some natural alternatives that aren't going to risk the melanoma thing. You might want to check out Apothecary Herbs and check out their male hormone product. Now, this is an organic herbal formula which provides nutrition to your endocrine system so it can make hormones in the right amounts for you, so it's not a hormone replacement thing. So check that out. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And get a free catalog, or you can visit their website and check them out there at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. It's where healthcare options just became endless. Yep, puts the power back in your hands, cuts that risk in half, even better than half, to zero. All right, we're going to talk about menopause and for women and some new research that they see some causal link to heart disease. Lots of reports that girls that begin puberty at much, much earlier ages now than previous generations, they think there's been a lot of hormone manipulation, and they suspect that a lot of it can cause a heart condition later. So there's some new research that's pointing to premature menopause in ladies could put women at a greater risk of heart disease. So average women reach menopause around the age of 50, but it could begin much earlier, like at age 42, between 42 and 47 years of age. So we're going to take a look at this revelation that why are younger women experiencing this menopause prematurely and how we can protect ourselves and our cardiovascular system. Now, according to the research that was done at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine, women who are experiencing these early signs of menopause prematurely have a greater risk of cardiovascular disease, and they're stating that younger women are reporting a lot of hot flashes and night sweats along with the common symptoms of menopause. So according to the medical science, about 80% of the women are experiencing menopausal symptoms. And science is now thinking menopause symptoms are more than just late in life nuance, a nuisance. The statistics seem to indicate that no matter what age women experience menopause symptoms, it could be an indication that they already have heart disease. So Rebecca Thurston of Pitt School of Medicine, Pittsburgh, says menopause symptoms start much earlier than they thought, and then the final menstrual period that can last longer than medicine had thought. So here is what she says. She says, we now know that these symptoms persist far longer and often start earlier than we thought. Our research suggests women, particularly the younger midlife women, menopausal symptoms may mark an adverse change in blood vessels that can increase their risk of heart disease, end of quote. While menopause is supposed to be this very natural transition, and you're not supposed to have all these side effects from it. Women get agitated, nervous, they don't sleep well, their weight changes, they may even get clumsier. Of course, the night sweats and hot flashes, you know, just very uncomfortable. So we're not supposed to be experiencing this, but medicine says it's normal. Well, it's common, but it's not normal. It's what it is a hormonal imbalance. And so once you get the hormones balanced, you sail right on through. And I have accepted flowers and thank you notes from men. Helping their moms, helping their wives, their sisters get through menopause, and everybody keeps their sanity. All right, so what medicine now thinks is that early menopause symptoms are really associated with a dysfunction in the lining of blood vessels. That's what they're thinking. Now, according to Dr. Thurston, in her study, they looked at a lot of cardiovascular disease risks in women, and then they look at what they were experiencing in early signs of menopause around the age of 42, and they evaluated about 250 women. They participated in what was called the National Heart, Lung, Blood Institute Women's Ischemic Syndrome Evaluation Study. That's a long title. Sheesh. Anyway, they noticed younger women experiencing a lot of hot flashes before the age of 42, likely classifying them as premature menopause, suggesting dysfunction, and also noticing dysfunction of blood vessels, and their research got published in the Journal of Menopause in 2016. Well, hormones affect a lot of things, and if your blood vessels are affected by hormones being out of whack, I am not surprised. But they were looking at possible causes, what could be influencing women or girls even to menstruate earlier than usual, having menopause earlier than usual, and what outside influence they were looking at that could alter normal hormone reproductive systems in women. And one possibility came out. The American College of Pediatricians looked at conditions caused by vaccines. Ooh. And they also asked what vaccines would actually be associated with what would be called premature ovarian failure or premature menopause. And they looked at numerous case reports that went back all the way to 2013, in which they were documenting young adolescent girls with signs and eventually being diagnosed with premature menopause within weeks of getting a particular vaccine for the prevention of cervical cancer called the Gardasil vaccine. So the Gardasil vaccine was throwing girls into menopause. Not good. Because if they expect to have a family later on, this is not good. So the investigation also revealed the vaccine study also prior approved the vaccine studies in order for the vaccine to get approved is what I'm trying to say. They didn't check for ovarian function at all. Now, so here is a vaccine that's supposed to protect you from cervical cancer and ovarian cancers, I guess. And they didn't check for function. They didn't check it in the animal or human safety trials. Wow. So gynecologists and physicians, you know, they don't have the whole picture. And nobody does. Menopause causes when there's an association now between the vaccine and ovarian failure. And it wasn't reported. Oh. I see the clock. We got to take another break. More on the other side. Be right back.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663. Or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at www.thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about this link between women, premature menopause, and heart vessels, blood vessels being dilated and causing heart disease. And then we touched on this Gardasil thing. And, you know, I guess some physicians would not recognize a vaccine like Gardasil to be a sterilization drug, but a lot of physicians are starting to believe that's maybe what it is. So the American College of Pediatrics also found that when adolescent girls were vaccinated with things like influenza, meningitis, and tetanus vaccines, they also caused nearly 6% ovarian dysfunction that is similar to the Gardasil vaccine. So it's been known that the tetanus vaccine has been altered to include a protein that makes females allergic to pregnancy and thus causes a spontaneous abortion. So overall, their report showed 76% of the premature menopause or ovarian dysfunction is caused solely by the Gardasil vaccine. And another factor the research team uncovered that during their human trials of Gardasil, the FDA looked at to approve, the females were also taking contraceptives to mask the ovarian dysfunction. So that kind of ruined the study altogether. And they did make the FDA, the CDC, and the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices aware of that. They requested the CDC to conduct a four-month monitoring of Gardasil and report adverse effects to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System or any other vaccines that produce this ovarian dysfunction in women, young girls. They also requested that the primary care doctors nationwide be made aware of this risk. And but they got a letter back that the U.S. government, well, what they said was, we're going to continue to monitor the situation, and thank you very much for your letter. So you got to wonder what kind of percentages need to be valid in the minds of the government. Even an Australian pediatrician, Dr. Deirdre Little, published an article back in 2012, and it got published in the British Medical Journal, that 16-year-old girls were given Gardasil and were developing menopause. Another study conducted in Italy and then in Israel also appeared in the American Journal of Reproductive Immunology, documenting ovarian failure in young girls. And Japan has also issued a nationwide notice that the Gardasil vaccine, also known as the HPV vaccine, is no longer to be given to their young girls. So it's you know, it is a sterilization drug is what it is. It's to cut down on the population numbers. And Dr. Little summarized some trial data that was conducted by the manufacturer Gardasil, Merck, and says this: under representation of the vaccine's target age group, it was incomplete and was short-term and no follow-up. The definition of limitations, the hormone usage, the restrictions on vaccine, the documentation, and the decision to not report new medical conditions as adverse events occurred post-vaccination, compromised the safety study, and caused ovarian health risks in patients. So, obviously, being very selective at what gets into the report to get it approved by the FDA. But, hey, I guess you guys knew that. I mean, that's what's been happening on not just this medication, but others. So let's get the big picture on effects. Research by Cynthia Janik and Dr. Little and some other healthcare professionals who were digging up the side effects of Gardasil, they produced this list of, and it's just a partial list. So girls that get the Gardasil to protect them from ovarian cancer and cervical cancer, cardiac arrest was listed, collapse, unconsciousness, low blood pressure, menopause, irregular menstruation, ovarian abscesses, ovarian atrophy, state 3 ovarian cancer, so what was supposed to protect you from gave you the disease. Also ovarian cysts that rupture, ovarian enlargement and failure, ovarian tumors, ovarian hemorrhage and infection, ovarian necrosis, in other words, just killed your ovaries, so you're not having any kids. Polycystic ovaries, carcinoma of the cervix in all stages, cervical dysplasia, cervix inflammation and hemorrhaging, and uterine and cervix ulcers. So how many young girls lost their, you know, uterus and ovaries over this? I bet you there's just no telling. No one expected, you know, to have these evil outcomes from a source that's supposed to be doing something good for you. And that's the point, I guess, people try to wrap their brain around. You know, some of these doctors and nurses, they don't know they're giving you something that'll hurt you. They're only going by the literature that they was shoved in their face and said, hey, you got to give this shot at this certain age, you know. So they don't know the big picture either, a lot of them. Some other causes for premature menopause are infertility treatments. According to gynecologist Dr. David Kahari, he says medications and infertility treatments can induce early menopause. Also, chemotherapy drugs and radiation treatments can also cause premature menopause. So all these things, including your Gardasil vaccine, can obviously damage the female reproductive system, put women at risk of heart disease down the road, apparently. So we need to be aware of all these things. So keeping healthy really is requiring us to be more vigilant, check things out more thoroughly. It's work. Yeah. But, you know, it's your life, and it's your health, and it's your quality of life. It's your future, whether you're going to be here on this planet or not. And we must be vigilant and investigate all recommended medical treatments before you use them. So if women are concerned about, let's say, cardiovascular health, they should know there's options out there. There's lots of things you can do to strengthen your cardio. And I know most people think of exercise, and that's just one area. But really, avoiding the things that damage your cardio is a big step, right? Even if you're not a big fan of exercising, you know. Milk is, I mean, any cardiologist that's truthful, and I've known a few, because I used to work in a hospital and the cardiology was right next door to intensive care. Any cardiologist that's truthful will tell you dairy products are very detrimental. Cow's milk to your heart, your blood vessels, your arteries, your, the whole thing. So, switch to something else. You know, like coconut milk, something less threatening to your cardio system. And quite frankly, you can get used to anything, right? You probably say, oh, I couldn't give it up. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And don't say you can't. It's always, yes, you can. And, you know, don't wait till it's too late. So many people ignore a million symptoms, and it's the 11th hour. Do you know how hard it is to come back from the precipice? It's very hard. And you got to be strong. So why not deal with it when it's easier to deal with, you know? It's much easier to become strong than to wait until you're weak and then you have to rebuild your strength. It's easier to stay strong in the beginning. So they're experiencing a lot of menopausal symptoms in younger women. But this transition through menopause at a normal age is supposed to be a smooth one. And many, many women struggle with it, and lots of women have gotten male hormone replacement drugs, and then they don't like the side effects of that. Plus, it puts them at risk of, guess what? Cervical cancer and breast cancer and all kinds of things. Well, you're disrupting hormones, right? You're putting in synthetic hormones. And medicine is just guessing, well, how much and how much you need at your time of life. They're just guessing because everybody's metabolism is unique. And they're just guessing. So you can really, you know, disrupt the apple cart even worse than before. So you know what? John Christopher, who founded the School of Natural Healing in Springville, Utah, he and a handful of herbalists kind of brought herbal medicine back into the United States. It almost got lost, you know, with American Medical Association and the Rockefellers and the Magellan Foundation and all that. So he brought it back, but he went to Canada, Europe, Native American Indians, and he learned what herbs are the female herbs and what herbs help women balance their endocrine system, and that's the system that manufactures hormones for your particular time of life. And your body knows what it's supposed to be doing. It's all coded in your genetic code. So you want to work with your code and not against it. So when you use your female herbs, it's nutrition. So the body grabs on to the nutrition it needs and utilizes it to manufacture the hormones it needs. So, but there's a secret to using the female herbs. A lot of people don't know what the secret is. And it's not just one or two. There's six of these female herbs, and you have to use all of them to get where you want to go. So a lot of people say, well, you know, I used a little wild yam or a little demania leaf, but you have to use all six. There's hops, licorice, demania, chase tree berries. You know, there's six of them, and you want to use them together. So I would encourage you all to check out the line of female formulas at Apothecary Herbs. They have the female maturity formula for a smooth transition through menopause. They also have the female fertility formula if you're trying to have a family. And the female cycle balancer. If you have a really rough cycle and you want to smooth it out and not bleed heavy and have the cramps and the backache and all that nonsense, you definitely want to check out the female formulas at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call. They'll send you a free catalog, and you can read about it more in there. The number's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. I can remember being in herb school, and I used these six herbs, and I was like, you know, night and day for me. I typically didn't have bad periods, but I got late in life that PMS thing, and I got clumsy. I couldn't tie my toddler's shoelaces, get a little edgy. These herbs were a blessing, let me tell you, a blessing. Balancing, not hard, doesn't take long. I can see by the clock I got to go. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.